Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 497 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. It by the whistle in back of us every day at 12 o'clock. We don't set it every time we hear the whistle, though. We have had unreliable people at the factory. We give them a trial. I knew that Conley was unreliable a good while ago. Found it out the first time I ever spoke to him. When we found that we couldn't trust him, we took him off the elevator. Mr. Darley and I did it. We didn't take it up with Frank. Girls in the factory have told me about his worthlessness. Miss Carson and others have told me he tried to borrow money and slip off. She complained to me several times about it, that he was trifling and didn't clean up her department, that he didn't move the pencils, that he sprinkled on top of the pencils, that he tried to borrow money. The Negroes would come to me and told me that he wouldn't pay his debts and slip off. I don't know whether I ever took these complaints to Mr. Frank or not. I was not under Mr. Frank. I had authority to fire him, but I didn't do it, because in a factory like that, it is hard to get a Negro who knows something about it. He was in the Ching Gang two or three times. Once he worked on 4/8 State in front of the building, and then women would come up there and try to get money to get him out two or three times. That has happened since he has been working at the factory. I know that he has been in the Ching Gang once when I saw him working in front of the factory. The times was when women came up there and tried to get money to get him out. I have seen these books scattered all over the factory, the whole books and parts of books. I have seen them since this murder, both before and after. I have seen sheets sometimes. I knew that Jim could write. I have given him and the other Negroes tablets like this, States Exhibit B. They are kept everywhere in the factory. They would go down in the basement and write. I did not talk to Frank on Monday or Tuesday about Jim Conley's peculiar conduct after the murder. I talked to Darley.